Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Joe Markarian of Watertown was born 100 years ago today. So on this special day, his family, friends, and members of the fire and police departments turned out at a safe social distance to celebrate his birthday. But as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, it was also a day of sadness.
A slow, steady rain fell from the slate-gray sky, but Joe Markarian sat beaming on a folding chair in front of his apartment near Watertown Square. It was a surprise 100th birthday party for Joe, put together by one of his daughters, Judith Taylor.
I organized the parade. It started with one person, and then it turned into something fabulous. He needed something special.
Watertown resident Zachariah Hickman heard of the celebration and came marching down the street playing his sousaphone. Joe Markarian was born in Malden a century ago today. He graduated from Watertown High in 1938 and served in the Pacific during World War II as an X-ray technician.
We used to pick the wounded up on the field, and I'd X-ray them, and the doctors would take care of it.
After the war, Joe married Florence Almasarian. He attended the New England Conservatory, where he learned to play every orchestra instrument and became the first music director at Hopkinton School District.
I had to teach every one of the kids different instruments, and it took me about 3 years to make a decent band for the football field.
For 30 years, Markarian volunteered at nearby Perkins School for the Blind. For his work, he received the Myra Kraft Award.
The New England Patriots awarded me as being the outstanding volunteer of the year. And they gave me $25,000, and I had to turn the money over to Perkins, of course. But I won this award.
Joe and Florence had three children. Daughter Artis lives in Provincetown.
We found out she had the virus about 2 weeks ago.
For the last few years, Florence lived in an Armenian nursing home in Jamaica Plain. She had dementia and died of COVID-19 last week. Her funeral was 3 days ago.
She was a very dedicated Armenian. She was involved in all the church activities. She's a very gregarious woman, very beautiful. Everyone loved her.
This was an unusual woman.
Joe and Florence were married for 73 years.
We were very happy together. And without her, without what she did for me, I would never have been successful in other ways.
Members of the Watertown High School Band joined the sousaphone player to celebrate the lives of Joe and Florence Markarian. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.